KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Fields. Some cross-country action around the area last night. Red Oak hosting a cross-country invitational. On the girls' side, it was Alex Flippin of Griswold winning the individual championship as she placed just a few seconds, 5 seconds ahead of Tiffany Williams of Atlantic, who was the runner-up. Marissa Clint of Harlan placed third. Leah Lappy of Griswold was fourth. Also in the top 15, Alyssa Wyman of Griswold placing 10th. Atlantic's Ashley Waltz was 13th, and Alexis Brockman of Atlantic placing 15th in that meet. The team title went to Harlan. They just outpointed Griswold, 47 points for Harlan, 49 for Griswold. Atlantic placed third with 75 points in that meet last night. On the boys' side at the Red Oak Invitational, it was Harlan winning the team title quite easily as they totaled 19 points. That was better than Red Oak's 59 for second place, and Atlantic was third with 68 points. Harlan had five of the top six place winners. Michael Soranko led the way for Harlan with a championship. Josh Sundberg of Red Oak was second, but the next four runners were all from Harlan as they totaled up a low number of points. Also for Atlantic, Phoenix Shadden was ninth in his race yesterday with Ryan Hawkins placing 11th. Cale Pellett was 14th, Marshall McDermott 16th, and Zach Brooks 18th to help out the Atlantic effort in that race yesterday. Also in cross country at the Ballard Invitational on the boys' side, it was Nottoway Valley winning the team title as the Wolverines post 23 points. That was better than Ogden's 64. Panorama was third with 98 points in that meet. Trey Thompson of Ogden was the individual champion. Nottoway Valley's Shane Braheny placing second and Brayton Funk placing in third place. Nottoway Valley also had three more runners in the top seven in that meet yesterday. On the girls' side at Ballard, Panorama won the team title with 23 points. BCLUW was second with 82 points. Panorama's Hannah Appleseth was first, and Devin Kimball of Panorama placing second. Also, Bree Hoffman had a fourth-place finish for Panorama. Nottoway Valley's Destiny Scar placing fifth in yesterday's meet. Some high school volleyball matches around the area last night saw Earlham defeat Nottoway Valley 3-0. East Mills beat Clarinda Academy in a 3-game sweep. It was Nishnabotna over Rockport, Missouri, 2-0. Also Tri-Center topping Logan Magnolia 3-0 last night in volleyball. The Weekly Associated Press high school football poll out. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Dowling Catholic remains the number one ranked team with Bettendorf and Cedar Rapids Washington 2-3. In Class 3A, Pella is number one again this week with Cedar Rapids Xavier and West Delaware 2-3. Carroll moves up a couple of spots to number four in this week's poll. In Class 2A, Clear Lake is number one with Spirit Lake and New Hampton in the second and third positions. The 1A poll this week has Iowa City Regina still ranked number one with Fort Dodge St. Edmund and South Winneshiek 2-3. IKM Manning nudges up a spot. They're tied for sixth this week with Ogden. Also in Class A, Maquoketa Valley remains number one ranked. Logan Magnolia jumps a couple of spots this week. The Panthers are in at number two. Nashua Plainfield is ranked third. St. Albert falls from second to seventh in this week's poll. And in the eight-man class, Gilbertville Don Bosco still with the number one ranking just barely, as they have one more voting point than Exira EHK, who's ranked number two. Fremont Mills is ranked third, and East Mills is number four, with Glidden Ralston ranked eighth and Coon Rapids Bayard in the number nine spot in this week's poll. Iowa State lineman Jacob Gannon has rejoined the Cyclones less than 2 weeks after he quit the team. Coach Paul Rhodes announced Gannon's return Monday. Gannon says in a statement released by the school that he's been diagnosed with anxiety issues and is receiving treatment. Gannon opened the season as Iowa State's starting right tackle, but he left the team just days before a loss to Kansas State. Rhodes announced Gannon's return just hours after he said that backup lineman Jacob Dunning would miss the rest of the season with a ruptured patella tendon. Cyclones are off on Saturday. They'll host number 7 Baylor on September 27th. TCU, West Virginia, and Iowa State weren't expected to do much in the Big 12 this season. Last weekend's performances might change that perception. The Horned Frogs, Mountaineers, and Cyclones each beat a fellow Power Conference team on Saturday, and West Virginia and Iowa State did it on the road. The teams picked 7th, 8th, and 9th in the preseason poll had three of the Big 12's four wins over Power 5 teams, showing that the league might be a little deeper than originally thought. Well, the Indianapolis Colts were 3.5 minutes away from their first victory of the season. Instead, they now have back-to-back losses for the first time since Andrew Luck and coach Chuck Pagano arrived at Indianapolis in 2012. Cody Parkey hit a 36-yard field goal as time expired to complete Philadelphia's comeback in a 30-27 win over the Colts. Nick Foles hit Jeremy Maclin for a six-yard TD with 3:25 left and drove the 2-0 Eagles down the field for the winning kick after the Colts went 3-and-out. Foles completed 21 of his 37 passes for 337 yards and one interception. LeSean McCoy had 79 rushing yards, including a one-yard scoring run. Luck threw for three touchdowns, including a tie-breaking toss to Ahmad Bradshaw in the fourth quarter, but Luck's lone interception set up the Eagles' tying touchdown. Kansas City Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles has a high ankle sprain, and safety Eric Berry also has an ankle sprain, throwing their status into question for Sunday's game in Miami. Charles was hurt on his second carry of the Chiefs' 24-17 loss to Denver over the weekend, and Berry left the game later in the first half. X-rays came back negative, but Chiefs coach Andy Reid said Monday that he could not provide a timetable for their return. The loss of Charles and Berry means the Chiefs are down seven starters to injuries and suspensions. Those seven players have combined to start 355 games, play in 492 games, and appear in nine Pro Bowls over 43-plus seasons in the NFL. Elsewhere around the league, an MRI on Robert Griffin III's dislocated left ankle showed no broken bones. That leaves Washington coach Jay Gruden optimistic that the quarterback could return this season. Gruden says Griffin will be in a cast for a few weeks, and then the team will have an idea of when Griffin could return. Without the need for surgery, he could be back in 2 months. One person familiar with the situation says New Orleans Saints running back Mark Ingram has a broken hand. The person says the timeline for Ingram's return remains unclear. Saints coach Sean Payton says he's following his policy of not releasing injury information until the next NFL-required injury report, which for New Orleans this week is Wednesday afternoon. The San Diego Chargers say running back Ryan Matthews has a sprained medial collateral ligament in his right knee. Coach Mike McCoy won't say how much time Matthews is expected to miss, other than he'll be out for a little bit of time. The Chicago Bears say cornerback Charles Tillman will miss the remainder of the season after tearing his right tricep Sunday against San Francisco. The Bears left open the possibility of a comeback by placing Tillman on IR with a designation to return. Miami Dolphins running back Knowshon Moreno is expected to be sidelined for at least a month with a left elbow injury suffered in Sunday's loss to Buffalo. Miami has re-signed Daniel Thomas to help shore up that position. In baseball, pinch runners Jared Dyson and Terrence Gore scored in the ninth inning as the Kansas City Royals rallied late for a 4-3 victory over the Chicago White Sox last night. Mike Moustakas doubled with one out in the ninth inning. Dyson ran for him and stole third and continued to come around and score as Jake Patryka threw a wild pitch. After Nori Aoki, who had four hits, doubled with two outs, Gore ran for him, and he scored from second on Lorenzo Cain's infield single. Wade Davis worked a scoreless ninth to pick up the victory, extending his scoreless streak to 31 and two-thirds innings. The Royals scored all their runs off of three White Sox relievers. Elsewhere in the American League, Baltimore beat Toronto 5-2, Tampa Bay 1-0 over the Yankees. Houston beat Cleveland 3-1, Detroit topping Minnesota 8-6, the Angels beat Seattle 8-1. In the National League, Miami over New York 6-5, Washington beat Atlanta 4-2, Chicago over Cincinnati 1-0. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 11-3, Arizona 6-2 over San Francisco, and San Diego edged Philadelphia 1-0. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.